AM 1300, WRCR, Spring Valley.
I think we got to an earlier start than we expected. Hi, if you're listening, this is Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Lifish, Hasidic, modern, and or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom, and this show's for you. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have two shows. We have our first show that's on the Rockland County area. And our shows are actually both out of the Rockland County area. But our first show, that was Thursday night, so on every Thursday night from 10 to 11:30, with a half hour of music. Music plays followed by Jewish Datelines. And then we have an hour of Shidduchim, sometimes an hour and a half of Shidduchim, Jewish dating. And because we were on the internet and the phone lines for like a lot of my Hasidic listeners, we had tertiary lines. What ended up happening was a lot of people asked for us to bring the show into the city. So we did. So you can hear us now, hopefully by now, anyway, on 620 AM. And that's Talkline Communications. Or if you want to log on, you can log on three different ways. Talkline Communications, WRCR.com, and or Jewish Activist Network. The Jewish Activist Network, which is a politically very positive show, and they talk about a lot of good things, is on right after my show from 12:30 to 1 every Wednesday evening. Excuse me, I said Thursday evening. And that's that. So let me give you some rules if you're first tuning in. This is a show that gives you an opportunity to speak to me, and after we speak, you can use your first name or a fake first name, but no last names are allowed. And I'm going to ask you a few questions. If you're religious, I'll ask you a few questions in that direction. If you're not religious, I'll ask you a few questions in that direction. And it doesn't matter what your background is. The show is for you as long as you're born to a Jewish mom. So we want to get Bais Neimans built. And it's very, very important to us. So we have 13 couples dating in the Rockland County area. We used to have 14, but now it's 13. One couple just didn't make it. Sometimes that happens, but because it's the real world and it's real dating. And we have two couples already dating in this new show. This must be about our 10th show already. And So that's that. Now, the first couple to get married off either one of my shows wins prizes towards a wedding. So I have a feeling you guys in this area code are going to call. So let me give you the phone numbers if you want to be part of the show. It's 845-624-1300. Write this number down. It's 845-624-1300. That's if you want to participate in the show. Remember, no last names are allowed. And by the way, no mother, brother, sister, uncle, friend can call in for anybody else. Only the person who's single in the matzav. They're the only ones who can call in. So right now, on Thursday night, there's three ways you can hear us. And I'll discuss that a little bit later in the show before we close out, so to remind people. But guys, if you want to get in, again, the number's 845-624-1300. Last week we had three phone calls, and they came in, about 12:15 and on. And the show is a Yekesha. It's a sharp half hour. At 12:30, we are out of here, and we're going into Jewish Activist Network. So if you want to come in, 845-624-1300. And you got to be in it to win it. We have an official shachin to the show, which is Mrs. Debbie Leibowitz from Borough Park. And she makes sure that everybody who's connected are who they say they are. And she checks everyone's background. And if it makes sense, she puts everyone together. So this is not for professional daters. This is for people who are just sick of being single. They really want to set up their homes. You can be from 17 to 120. As long as you want to get married, this is the show for you. So, again, our number here is 845-624-1300. Now, there's nothing more special than putting people together. And we emphasize a lot of times singles who've never been married. But lately, I want people to think, there's a lot of marrieds that listen to our show. And when we think of singles, please don't just think of the singles who have never been married. Please think of the other situation, like people who are widowed, people who are divorced. They're also single. This show is for them. And I think everyone who's in the Jewish community can help me help someone build a bayis neimin. If you can't participate by, you know, suggesting someone else, what you can do is you can tell people about our show. We're on Wednesday nights, we're on Thursday nights. We got two times a week for us. 845-624-1300. Our phones are getting real busy quick. Baruch Hashem, it's 12:07. And we may have time for some people this evening. But the thing is, everyone knows someone who's single. Everybody. You know, you have to think. You know, it's no mitzvah to be alone. And have people listen to us. And, you know, sometimes people listen to us. They get comfortable with this show. They see what we're about. You know, we've had a lot of technical flaws in our Wednesday night show because it's a new show. And we're merging, actually, two radio stations. Because what we want to do, we're in 6:20 a.m. If you're listening to me in the five boroughs, Connecticut, up to Jersey, all the way up to Teaneck, you're hearing me on 6:20 a.m. But if you're listening to me in Rockland County, you're hearing me at 1300 WRCR. And with technology, what it is, you know, we're merging shows and we're merging radio stations because we're trying to make it happen. How do we know someone that's not in Rockland County? And what if I didn't bring in Rockland County, which is my first show, my Thursday night show? I have to have a Karsa Tov to that show. So I actually bring them in as a bonus, basically. Because the people who like my show Thursday and have been participating or interested in, they like to hear it also Wednesday. So anyway, so we brought it into you. So that's it. Again, my engineer is talking to like a gazillion people, so he's going to let me know when I have somebody who wants to get on the air. Again, if you want to participate, it's 845-624-1300. It is imperative that everyone out there is single. If you're single and you're listening to me and you're staring at four walls, there's no reason for it. We have a phone number, and potentially you can call in. And what's so beautiful about Jewish datelines is that when you hear a voice, whether rightfully or wrongfully, you make an opinion. You're hearing me now, you're making an opinion. Whether it's right or wrong, it's irrelevant. when you hear the person I'm speaking to, you'll also make an opinion. Then we go through a few questions. You decide, oh, is this somebody I'd want to get to know better, or this is somebody I may not want to get to know. Just remember, Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, are a very beautiful bunch. There's nobody negative amongst us. True, every once in a blue moon, we run into people who maybe the Yetzer Hara tripped them up, but we each a piece of God Himself. We always have to keep that in mind. It is a very special show. There is no show you're going to listen to that is more special than this one, because this show is to try to make Bais Naamans. And for every Bais Naaman that's built, there's neshamas that get to be born to this world. There is nothing more beautiful than that. Can my engineers tell me we have our first call tonight? Hello? Hello? Okay, I think we're having a technical issue, maybe. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Harley.
Harley?
Yes.
Harley, are you Jewish?
Yes.
Really? That's a very interesting name. It's kind of cool. What's your Hebrew name, may I ask?
Yitzhak.
Yitzhak. And your English name is Harley, huh?
Correct.
Can I assume you like motorcycles?
Not. Well, I to some extent, yes.
All right. I'm not going to go there. Either that or your parents like motorcycles. I'm not sure who. Harley, let me ask you a question. What are you looking for in a young lady?
Well, I'd like someone who's attractive, somebody who is, I guess, physically fit, somebody who, most importantly, is a good communicator, and someone who, you know, believes that communication is the cement that holds a relationship together. So I, when you say, what am I looking for?
That's key, by the way. That statement, if everyone's listening, Harley is suggesting that communication's key, and he's correct. I know more relationships that the people were wonderful people, and they actually had a lot in common, but because one person would shut off and one person used to like to talk, the relationship went south. Communication is key. Because if you don't have that, how are you going to build a relationship? It's the building blocks for any relationship, any healthy one. Correct. Go ahead, Harley.
Okay. Aside from that, you're wondering what my interests are?
Well, let me ask you a few questions. Let me just stop you first. May I take it that you may not be religious?
Well, I was at one time. As a matter of fact, my great-great-grandfather was a... My ancestor, I should say, was the Bach. I don't know if you know who he is. Joel Circus?
Sure.
He was a biblical scholar.
Mm.
Or I'm not quite sure. I know he wrote various treatises on Jewish law, and he lived in the 1600s, but he's my direct descendant. I was raised, I guess, conservative, but I've fallen away from, you know, the religious aspects of Judaism, but I'm very chauvinistic about my Jewish heritage nonetheless.
All right. So in other words, could we say that you're just not an observant person currently?
I guess you could say that, but notwithstanding that, I do enjoy the Jewish holidays to some extent. But I guess you could say I'm not Orthodox, right?
For the purposes of the show, do you observe the Sabbath?
No, I don't.
All right, and you don't keep kosher?
Yes, I do. I keep kosher in my house.
Okay, so, you know, you have some level here. That's good, Baruch Hashem. And you never know. You know, as the holidays continue, you may come back, and I'm hopeful. What should I tell you? But currently speaking, you're not observant. So you're looking for a girl who's also not observant, I'm assuming?
I guess so, yeah. I'm open to... frankly speaking, I don't think I'd get along with someone who is Orthodox.
Well, right now you don't have the same viewpoints. Of course not.
Right, right.
So let me ask you a question. How old are you?
50.
50. Have you ever been married before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Are you a Cohen?
No, I'm not.
All right. What is the age range for a young lady that you'd be interested in?
I guess someone... I don't know, 43 to 50, something like that, or 43 to 53.
You know, Harley, you are so reasonable, I can't take it tonight. It's amazing. You know, a lot of times we have these guys who are 50-plus. Sometimes I have to, you know, pat you on the back for this one. Although that's, you know, that a lot of the guys will sit here, they'll be 50, and they want to date like a 20- or 30-year-old girl, and we don't do that on this show here. So you have realistic expectations. So that's wonderful, because you want to have somebody you can relate to, of course.
Right.
All right, can I hear some of your hobbies, please? Interests?
Yeah, well, I mean, I try to stay physically fit. I work out. I read a lot. I'm into history.
Mm-hmm.
I like museums, art galleries. I don't know what else I could tell you. I lift weights. I'm into aerobics.
Good. By the way, where are you calling from again? No, what borough?
Calling from Great Neck.
Oh, Long Island, Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. So you're hearing us out there on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And it's good to know how far we got down there. Wonderful.
I play guitar, too, so if anyone out there is a guitar picker, if they play
that's very
guitar,
funny.
I enjoy that. So
it's very funny because my engineer, actually, one of his other jobs, notwithstanding WRCR, this radio station you're listening to us on tonight, was at actually a rehearsal before he came here. And he actually said they were missing a guitarist, so it's too bad, you know? We would like to have that connection a little bit earlier.
Right. But well, it's acoustic guitar, not electric guitar, so
I don't know. Beggars can't be choosy.
No, I'm just saying. That's one of my hobbies.
All right, what do you do for a livelihood, please?
I'm a lawyer.
Okay. All right, very good. And so, okay, you're not a Cohen. You're looking for a girl.
Right, I'm an Israelite.
Okay.
Right.
And you're looking for a girl, say, from 43 to maybe 53. Is that what you were saying?
Sure.
All right. And does it matter if she's ever been married before or not?
No.
All right. So we pretty much got a sense. Now, you gave your information to my engineer, correct?
Yeah, the gentleman who initially picked up the phone.
Right, that's our trusted engineer, Neil. So, all right, Harley, I think we have a sense about you. You sound like a very interesting fellow. And one more question before I let you go. I want to know, are you looking for a girl who is outgoing personality or quiet?
Generally speaking, I get along with someone who has a mind of their own. I mean, someone who is accepting of other people's opinions, but certainly somebody who's resourceful and someone who is, I guess you could say, outgoing. Sure.
Okay, beautiful. Harley, thank you so much for calling us. By the way, how did you hear about us?
I just happened to read your ad just serendipitously just before. It's in the Jewish press.
Okay, very good.
Before 12 o'clock, so I tuned in, I guess, just at the right moment.
There you go. Hashem wanted you to call the show tonight. So, all right, Harley, thank you so very much. What we're going to do is the girls have already heard you, and if you're interested in Harley, please call us here at 845-624-1300. Sounds like a wonderful gentleman. 845-624-1300. And if there's any girls that are interested, let me just let you know that you call up and give your information to the engineer. That does not go on the air. That is private information that just goes to our official shachet, Mrs. Leibowitz. And that's that. So if there's any girls who are interested in Harley, again, the number is 845-624-1300. Or if there's anybody else who wants to present themselves, please call us at 845-624-1300. I hope we're going to help you find your soulmate.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great week and a good Shabbos.
You too. Thank you.
You see how simple that is, guys? You just got to be in it to win it. Now, it's going on 12:18 over here, and we've had my engineer jumping around a lot. The show is people are calling for a lot of questions and statements and all kinds of interesting things. For my Hasidic listeners who want to listen, by the way, on telephone, Me'atz Hashem, next week we will add it. We tried to add it tonight. That did not work. So we have to have it added before the show, and it didn't work out tonight, but we're working on it. So again, you're listening to Harley, and Harley is a gentleman who comes from a very solid religious yichus. He's currently not religious, and he considers himself non-observant. And Let's see. He's 50 years old. He's an attorney. And let's see. He's likes history and weightlifting and taking care of himself. And he has many, many interests. And he sounds like a fine man. And if there's any girls who think they would be interested to be introduced to Harley, we'd have to find out who you were, of course. It's 845-624-1300. So, all right. If anyone wants to present themselves, it's 1219. And we got to get rolling over here. So let's get this phone running, 845-624-1300. I potentially could put one person in or two little interviews because we have a very sharp half hour on Wednesday evenings. But on Thursday, if you want to hear us, you remember this number. This is the most important number you need to know. It's 845-624-1300. And we're on from 10 to 1130, sometimes 12, depending on when the last caller comes in. It's kind of flexible. And so we have another chance. If you're listening to our show and you're first getting a feeling for tonight, you have another opportunity tomorrow. We're here to help build bias namens. Now we're going to go to a little song and we're going to be back.
Friend of mine, she asked, are you dating anyone now? And I replied with much dismay, I think that I can safely say I'm the only one in the whole entire Orthodox community. My age, not engaged or dating now. She said, how come? Do you want to get set up? Do you have someone in mind? I shrugged my shoulders, said I really don't got one. She said, don't worry, cause I will be your shotgun. So she called up her friend and she told her all about me.
Did she decline?
No.
Didn't she mind?
I don't think so.
Does she wear pants?
I'm not sure.
Does she shake my hand?
Let me update. She calls it up on Monday. And we went on the shidduch on Tuesday. We had a l'chaim by Wednesday. Only simple Thursday and Friday and Shabbos. Weddings on Sunday. Shabbat brachos Monday. More Shabbat brachos on Tuesday. We got Shabbat brachos on Wednesday. Shabbat brachos Thursday and Friday and Shabbos. No tzinek on Sunday.
Right, if you're listening right now, you're tuning into Jewish Datelines, and this is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom. And the first couple to get married off our show wins prizes towards a wedding. Now, once we go into the five boroughs, we have an even broader audience than we normally have. And we have some people, my engineer just told me during our musical break, we do have some gentlemen who called in and wanted to know how come the show's not open for everybody. Because he's not Jewish, but he wanted to come on anyway. The truth of the matter is, we are a niche show. We are a show that is concentrating on what's called building bias namens. And we do what we know how to do best, which is to put Jewish couples together, because we go through a traditional matchmaker. And so these are traditions that are not done normally to with other cultures and other religions. And basically, the show is a niche show. And I know we have a lot of people from other faiths who do listen and do enjoy the show. But maybe I did speak to the station owner. Maybe someone will do a similar show for the general audience that wants to get together. But right now, this show right now is a niche show, and it's really for Jewish people who are born to Jewish mom. So if you want to get in, you have very little time. The number here is 845-624-1300. So I apologize to all my non-Jewish listeners. It's nothing personal. It's just that the show is for a target market, and we're trying to do something real special here because we need to build Jewish homes here, and that's what we need to do. So anyway, again, someone could squeak right in because you have my engineer upside down with phone calls tonight, 845-624-1300. Now, if you don't think we have about, five more minutes to get in here, and we can get a nice interview in 5 minutes. Oh, the phone's ringing, so this could be your opportunity here. Because, you know, part of Jewish Dateline, you have to have mazel too. You know, you have to be lucky. You know, as much as I want to help you, you know, basically, I'm not the matchmaker. Mrs. Leibowitz is not the matchmaker. Although she's the official matchmaker to the show, Hashem, God, is the official matchmaker. We just try to be facilitators. We try to help bring people together. That's what our role is. God is basically the real matchmaker here. So the truth of the matter is, I just want to let people to know that we're trying to help people, people who are frustrated with the internet dating sites or going to this single event and that single event, they're kind of tired of it already. This is a show for you. All you have to do is pick up that phone, and you guys have been picking it up quite a lot tonight, but we've been bombarded with questions this evening. I hope I answered one of them. Again, it's 12:25 right now. We have probably about 4 minutes, and there goes the phone again. So again, the number here is 845-624-1300. All right. Now, there's one or two people a little shy, and that's okay, because when you don't know the show, it's very new to your market. If you want to hear the show a week or two or three, fine. We're not going anywhere, hopefully. But at this point, it's like 12:26. I don't know. I think we're having a technical problem on that phone. So, okay, cool. Try to call back. That was three times here. But right now, whoever was to come in, we would just have to say hello to you, get some quick facts, and I would have to ask you to come on to my show tomorrow evening. Now, tomorrow, if you enjoy Jewish Datelines, again, it's the same number, 845-624-1300. And you can listen to us many, many ways. If you want to hear us tomorrow night, you won't be able to hear us in the 620 area. You can hear us only on the Internet, and that would be www.wrcr.com. Or a tertiary way, which is a phone line we have here set up for people as well, 646-519-5860, PIN number 8574. Again, the number 646-519-5860, PIN number 8574. You can find the information in the Jewish Press single sections or luach.com. It is 12:27. Someone could squeak in and say hello. That's about as much as we can do. Come on, 845-624-1300. We have someone who's really trying to get in here. And here that phone goes again. So hopefully that person's going to squeak in. We'll probably do a quick hello. All right, for some reason, we're going to try to fix this by tomorrow. So, you know, I guess sometimes it is what it is. The phone lines were jammed up and you probably just threw us off system here. It happens from time to time. So, again, it's 12:28. You've been listening to Jewish Datelines. And this is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. Now, we'll be here after 12:30. So, if people want to call in and ask questions, please, because you've been bombarding my engineer with them tonight. We're here because we have to wrap up our show. Tomorrow night, it's 12:28. I want to go to commercials right now. And then I'm going to close my show and wish you a good Shabbos. But if you didn't get in tonight and you wanted to, you were just too nervous, tomorrow night I have an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Come in, 845-624-1300. The dating part starts at 10:30, and that's on www.wrcr.com or 646-519-5860, PIN number 8574. Of course, if you're in the Rockland County area, you're hearing us on 1300. WRCR.com. So it's 12:29 at this point. Now someone's on, and I don't think we have time. Well, let me know what. See if we could put that just to say hello quickly. Quickly.
You want to go on the air?
Quickly. Okay. Okay. This person's going to have to hold. We don't really have enough time to have a mental kite interview. That person, I'm going to speak to him. I'm going to put some interviews on, or some commercials, excuse me, and then we're going to quickly cut out of our show, and you'll be tuning into Jewish Activist Network following us.
Are you looking for a nice restaurant with live music? Visit Benny's Grill and Fine Dining, 1785 Ocean Avenue, between Avenues M and N, in Brooklyn, New York. They close late at 11 p.m. Benny's Grill also does parties up to 80 people on premises. Benny's Grill does parties, and they specialize in bar mitzvahs and bris. Call Benny's Grill at 718-787-0080. That's 718-787-0080.
Do you know where the hippest, most trendiest, yet sneakiest of clothes is? Unique Boutique, located at 1424 Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, is the place to go. Unique Boutique has been dressing women for over 30 years, and the service is second to none. Unique Boutique has from sporty attire all the way up to Hasana attire. If you want to look your very best for Yom Tov, and the holidays are coming up, ladies, you need to go to Unique Boutique for all your fashion needs. And if you want to give them a call, it's 718-258-9013. Again, that's 718-258-9013. We have to say goodnight, and I wish you a good Shabbos.
Shoy Shah.